How can holiday rental software help you to communicate with your guests? Talking with guests is time-consuming and often very repetitive. Did you know that there are often tools built into holiday rental software that makes it easier for you to communicate with your guests? What are the pitfalls of doing it wrong and the key steps you should follow? That's what we're going to discuss today on Smashing Your Goals with Holiday Rental Software. But before we get started, I'd like to share with you an article that will help if you're not using a holiday rental software yet, or you're thinking of changing software for your short let business. On our website, booksterhq.com, you can sign up for free for the article with questions to ask during a holiday rental software demo, an essential document if you're considering making any change. But now, on with the show. As with most topics in the industry, the topic of communication is big. So let's give a brief introduction to it here. I'll cover one area and I'll come back to it in future episodes. So first of all, why does guest communication take up so much time? There are different sides to guest communication. So for my own sanity, I break these down into four distinct, we'll say, stages. So stage one is advertising to attract guests. And this is a huge topic, lots of different things going on. Stage two is the communication with people who are interested in your holiday home or are trying to talk with you, but they've got some questions. Stage three is the communication with guests who have actually booked with you. And this can be before they arrive or after they arrive at your holiday home. And stage four, in my mind at least, is the communication with those past guests where you're trying to build that relationship and get them to come back, or at least get them to recommend you to their friends and therefore get more bookings. The area of communication I would like to cover today is talking with guests who've already booked. Depending on how you run your business and the type of guests that you have, there are different messages that you're going to need to communicate. So on one hand, there are these very functional communications like requesting and confirming payment, and requesting and confirming damage deposit, and sending key information and check-in information. Okay, that's very functional. On the other side, there are these relationship building and experience building communications like sharing information about the local area and offering support for your guests while they're in your holiday home. Now, once you've done this communication once, you have done it 100 times. And this is where holiday rental software comes in. Software often has these features built in that will automate and support you through these communication processes. Now, the extent of how much this is automated depends on the software, and they're all really different. So it's really important that you check the approach fits with you, your preferences, and your business processes. You may run a company that is very hands-on, where you're wanting to tinker and adjust each part of your processes and then monitor to see what happens and then tinker and adjust again. Or you may be the other extreme. You may be a person who's wanting the communications to happen automatically and efficiently without you ever needing to do anything behind the scenes. Or perhaps you're somewhere in the middle. Let's look first of all at the functional emails. Perhaps it's time to collect your payment. Some software companies will design and automate the functional emails and send these at fixed days before the arrival date. And these emails are super short, they are non-editable, very much fixed. Now, at the other end of the spectrum are holiday rental softwares that offer you a way that you can fully write and customize your own emails to your exact specification, setting your exact schedule for each of these emails to go out. And then somewhere in the middle are going to be holiday rental software that have got templates, but they're editable, giving a basic structure, but with some flexibility. Now, each of these techniques has its advantages, but also its disadvantages. Fixed emails are functional, they are brief, and they provide guests with the best opportunity to understand exactly what is required of them and when. So in this case, you want them to make a payment. There are minimal opportunities for adding lots of tone of voice and extra branding, but there are opportunities to include your logo. The more flexible and customizable emails offer this more flexibility for your brand, the more opportunity to input your personality and more information about what's happening in the nearby area, for example. But this extra content reduces the likelihood of your guests understanding and taking action really on the most important aspect of the email, which is making the payment. So as you can see, there are pros and cons to each style of email, and you need to work out what is your priority. Let's look now at non-functional emails for those guests who have already booked. So again, software can help you by automating these extra emails, and you can decide what you want to say to your guests and when, and then set up these emails to send according to your schedule. Now, there isn't a specific call to action here. When you're sending them information about local restaurants, you're not asking them to do something very specific. You're more providing information. So you have scope here to really build relationships with your guests. You can provide them with extra support and almost like a comfort blanket, really, that they know you're going to be there to support them when they come to your property. But the key here for this type of communication is automation, because this task can get very boring and very time consuming super quick if you're doing this manually. I'm a firm believer in analyzing to look for trends to make your life easier. So I would suggest that you analyze your guest communications too. So track what guests ask and when they ask it. And when you see a trend, get in there first. So actively send that information to your guests in your emails. Add it to your social media posts. Put it on your website. Because the more you can be ahead of your guests' questions, the happier both you and your guests are going to be. No matter whether you choose a tool that you can endlessly tinker with or one that happens automatically behind the scenes, my recommendation here is to automate. Because ultimately, sending guest emails will take up a lot of your time, and your time is precious. So find a holiday rental software that's going to be able to help you. Let's take a moment here. I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to try out Bookster and the tools that we offer, you can register on booksterhq.com for free. And you can check out some of the great tools that will help you run your short let business. Moving on back to the second part of the podcast, Podcast Pointer. Each session will look at one solution to help you overcome a problem. Today, Leticia of our channel onboarding team has selected the add-ons tool to help you attract bookings. And this is one of my favorite tools because it's got fantastic flexibility to offer additional services or goods to your guests. Offering add-ons can really help you stand apart from your competitors, and that's going to help you attract new bookings. It'll also help you earn higher revenue from those bookings that you're already getting. And ultimately, it'll provide just a better guest experience for your guests. In Bookster, you can create your own add-on, set a price, and then just make it available for guests to book. The add-on that you can offer could be really specific to your location. Perhaps your guests tend to fly to your location, in which case airport collection and local tours may be an option and will set you apart from your neighbour. If you want to provide breakfast or home cooking, then this can really add value to your services. Perhaps your property has a special activity nearby or even on site. So that could be a tour of the area where you make the local cheese, or a trip to go foraging in the forest, or a reduced price breakfast at a cafe nearby. We'll be looking at how to earn higher revenue in the next session. So I hope you can join me then. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Smashing Your Goals with Holiday Rental Software. If you liked the episode, or you know someone in the holiday rental industry that would enjoy it, please leave a review on podchaser.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download and listen to your podcast. If you've got any questions, please do get in touch. You can contact us on our Facebook page, which is Bookster HQ, or you can contact us through our website, and there's more information there, and you can ask for a demo on how Bookster can help you at booksterhq.com. And remember, we believe that experiences matter, so whenever you're choosing a software service, make sure you choose one that considers your needs and the needs of your team and your guests.